some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. It's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Another dollar as we bring you Legion Baseball here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM from Seneca. Brandon Tamman with you, and Logan Carpenter is our studio producer as we bring you another night of the Legion Zone 4 AA Baseball Tournament. We've had a couple of good nights already. And we'll have our first of two teams punching a ticket to the state tournament next week out in Concordia. That'll be the late game tonight, but our first game up in a matter of just a few minutes or so as we get set for first pitch between Sabetha and Seneca. So this is an elimination game. Our first team will be ousted in this tournament here tonight, and that'll be either Sabetha or Seneca. So a monster game on the line between these two. And then the nightcap, our second game of the doubleheader, will feature Hiawatha against Corning, the top two seeds coming in, and the winner of that game will be one of the first two teams to punch their ticket to state out of this five-team double elimination bracket. Last night's games, it was Hiawatha defeating Seneca by a final score of 6-2, and then Corning, they put it on Doniphan County, a five-inning run rule victory, 18-0. Corning scored five in the first, they had nine runs in the third, and they left no doubts after about the first half inning of that one, but the top two seeds will meet in the second game of the doubleheader, with the winner of that game being one of the first two teams to advance to Concordia next week. Again, thank you so much for hanging with us. Let's dive into the lineups for our elimination game here tonight between Seneca and Sabetha. Seneca will be the home team on the scoreboard, so let's start with the visitors and the Sabetha Raptors. It'll be Marcus Bauman to lead things off. He is in center field. Chase Fry, he bats second and will play shortstop. Christian McAfee, he bats third. He'll be in right field. Jacob Grimm, the cleanup man, and he is pitching tonight. Harper Schmelzley, he bats fifth. He is playing third base. Reed Mitchell will bat sixth and catch. Joshua Grimm, he will bat seventh and play first base. Tegan Sainer is in left field batting eighth. And then Turner Howard, the second baseman, batting ninth, rounding out the Sabetha lineup. So again, for Sabetha in this elimination game, it is Bauman in center, Fry at short, McAfee in right, Jacob Grimm pitching, Schmelzley at third, Mitchell catching, Joshua Grimm at first, Sainer in left, and Howard is in or at second base, I should say. Again, Sabetha got to this game after losing the opener on Tuesday night to Doniphan County by an 11-8 final. That game went to nine innings. Seneca got to this game with their loss to Hiawatha last night. Again, that final was 6-2, and this is how Seneca will go here in this elimination game tonight. Case Kramer will lead things off. He is in center field. Wade Leonard bats second. He'll be in right. Braden Uphouse, he bats third and will play shortstop. Jonah Dieters, the catcher, he is in the cleanup spot. Reese Garrity, he is at first base. He will bat fifth. John Strothman is the pitcher. He will bat sixth. Garrett Herter bats seventh. He'll be at second base. Cooper Kramer will bat eighth and play left field. And Traven Inneking will bat ninth, and he will be at third base. So again, for Seneca, it is Case Kramer in center, Leonard in right, Uphouse at short, Dieters catching, Garrity at first, Strothman pitching, Herter at second, Cooper Kramer in left, and Inneking is at third base. Seneca's head coach, Brad Herter. Sabetha is coached by Joe Gruber. A little bit more about these two teams coming in, starting with Seneca. They are the number three seed as they came in with a record of now what is 8-8. But they are just 1-6 over their last seven games, and that includes four straight losses with that 6-2 loss over Hiawatha last night. Now, when you look at Sabetha, they're 4-3 over their last seven games. They were the five seed in the five-team field, but that's 11-8 loss in nine innings on a Tuesday night to Doniphan County, which got them to this game here tonight. I want to thank some of our great sponsors, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. And then Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They offer great employment packages and options for their truck drivers. So, again, just getting you caught up. We'll take a break here in just a matter of moments. But the double elimination tournament bracket, how it sets up right now with Seneca and Sabetha here moments away. That's an elimination game, but the winner will get Doniphan County and will be another elimination game in the first of two games tomorrow night. And then it will be Hiawatha and Corning tonight in the nightcap. The top two seeds going head-to-head with the winner of that one guaranteeing their spot in Concordia next week at the state tournament. The state tournament will be Wednesday through Sunday next week. That's the 19th through the 23rd. Numbers were a little bit down across the state in terms of senior Legion teams. That's why it's allowing two teams in this zone number four to get to Concordia next week. Still deciding all the tournament entries here this week, but Concordia, since they are the state tournament host, their team is guaranteed a spot and will be playing in that state tournament next week. So, to my knowledge, it'll be the pool play games at state next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, with the championship semifinals and championship game, which would be Saturday and Sunday. We'll pause for a quick timeout. We'll come back and get you set for first pitch. It's an elimination game between Seneca and Sabetha, and it's coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tabman with you on location here in Seneca, sites of the Legion Zone 4 AA Baseball Tournament. Logan Carpenter, a great job all week long. Our studio producer back in our Hiawatha studio. Seneca is the home team here for this elimination game against Sabetha. They have taken the field, getting their few warm-up tosses. It'll be John Strothman, the pitcher for Seneca, as they rock their green tops, yellow numerals and lettering with the gray pants, and the all-white fresh uniforms for the Sabetha Raptors with some black and red trim. Beautiful night. Last night it was a little bit overcast throughout the course of the evening. The temperatures were a little bit cooler, but this is much more like Tuesday night with mostly clear skies and warmer temperatures here right now in the lower 90s. So Strothman getting his warm-up tosses in. He'll face the top three in this Sabetha lineup. First three up, Marcus Bauman, Chase Fry, and Christian McAfee, and then Jacob Grimm if one of those four are able to get on. So when you look at the history of this summer between Seneca and Sabetha, Sabetha has had Seneca's number. Sabetha winning three out of the four matchups. They split back on June 8th, with Seneca winning 5-0 but losing 9-7. And then Seneca swept by Sabetha back on the 18th of June. Those games at Sabetha, those finals, 10-0 and 7-2. So, Sabetha has certainly had Seneca's number here in 2023, but this is the most important game, the fifth meeting, an elimination game. One team will have their summer come to an end, and one team with a victory, moving a step closer to a potential berth in the state tournament next week. Again, Brandon and Logan with you. Thanks for hanging with us. Marcus Baumann set to step into the batter's box and take the first cut here in this first of two games this evening on KNZA 103.9 FM. So thanks again for hanging with us. Here is Marcus Baumann, the center fielder for Sabetha. Steps into the box, bats from the right side. Strothman, the right-handed thrower for Seneca, says no to the first side, yes to the second. Strothman's first pitch in the dirt, ball one, and we are off and running. Baumann fairly straight up with his stance. Taps it twice with the bat, resting it on the right shoulder. Now puts it up, swing and miss at the 1-0 offering. It was off speed, and it's one ball and one strike. So Strothman pitching to Dieters, the catcher. Inneking is playing third. Uphouse at short. Herter at second. Garrity at first. And in the outfield, Cooper Kramer in left. Case Kramer in center. Wade Leonard is in right. Ground ball shortstop side. Uphouse with a nice play. Makes the throw to first in time. And that will go 6-3 for out number one. Here's the shortstop, Chase Fry. One up and one down here in the top of the first. Chase Fry, right-hander, playing shortstop. With the flowing locks in the back, coming out of the helmets, rocking jersey number 22. Strothman's first pitch to him in there, looking for strike number one. Sabetha comes in with a record of 7-12. Ground ball left side. It stays inside the line. Inneking plays it. Long throw across the diamond. Not in time. And now it gets away from Garrity at first. It'll be an infield single. And then advancing on the throw to second base is Chase Fry. So, again, even with a good throw, Fry's athleticism would have beat that out. So it should go down as a single and an error. So Fry into scoring position with one out. Here's the lefty and the right fielder, Christian McAfee. Strothman's first pitch right down Broadway for strike one. Baumann led the game off with the ground outs. Fry just reaching on an infield single, advancing to second base on a throwing error. Next pitch on the outside corner in there for a strike, and McAfee quickly down, no balls and two strikes. Strothman, first time out of the stretch. Glancing back at second base. Nobody holding Fry, and the pitch is swung on and missed. A three-pitch strikeout. McAfee retired for out number two, and it's up to the pitcher, Jacob Grimm. First strikeout in the game for Strothman. Here is the big right-handed batter, Jacob Grimm. Pitcher v. pitcher here in this elimination game. Strothman fires the first pitch. It is an off-speed pitch that lands in the dirt outside for ball one. Grimm wearing jersey number 33. Strothman's pitch. Ground ball left side. It's going to be a tough play. Stopped by Uphouse. Long throw in the dirt. Can't be dug out. And that's going to lead to a Sabetha run. As the throw is low, and now a play at second base now gets away. So a couple of errant throws, allowing Jacob Grimm to take second base. And then another throwing error that lands into center field allows him to take that extra base. Chase Fry comes in from second base to score, and Sabetha has the first of the game. It's 1-0. Already multiple errors here in the first inning by the Seneca defense. Strothman's first pitch to the third baseman, Harper Schmelsley, is a strike. A Bears certainly have hurt some teams here through the first couple of nights of this tournament. As a curveball is in there to Schmelzley for strike two, and it's quickly 0-2. So a single, a couple of errors, and a run scored here for Sabetha in the first. There's another swing and a miss. Strike three. Two strikeouts in the inning for Strothman. An unearned run has given the Raptors a 1-0 lead. We've played half an inning. 1-0 our score. Back in a moment here on KNCA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Village Sampler in Sabetha is celebrating 30 years with 30% off. On July 21st and 22nd only, Village Sampler will be offering 30% off any one item and any one order from a two-day event that will be fully refunded. Janice has been with Village Sampler for 30 years, and you're invited to come help celebrate and save on July 21st and 22nd. Village Sampler is your full floral service retailer with home and decor and gifts, plus free gift wrapping and delivery services available. Come save 30% on July 21st and 22nd only at Village Sampler in downtown Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha strikes first in the top of the first inning, a single and a couple of throwing errors, allowing Chase Fry to score off the bat of Jacob Grimm. And the Raptors a 1-0 lead as we start the bottom of the first inning, as Seneca will be up for the first time with Case Kramer, Wade Leonard, and Braden Uphouse. They will face a big right-handed pitcher in Jacob Grimm. Grimm throwing to Reed Mitchell, the catcher. Harper Schmelzley is playing third. Chase Fry is at short. Turner Howard at second. Joshua Grimm is at first. Tegan Sainer is in left. Marcus Bauman in center. And Christian McAfee is in right field. So Case Kramer, the center fielder, will lead things off here for Seneca in this elimination game here this evening. So our first of the five teams will be eliminated here tonight in this game. Winner gets Doniphan County in what will be another elimination game tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Seneca comes in after their loss last night to Hiawatha. They have struggled recently more than any of the other four teams in this tournament. They are just 1-6 over their last seven, four straight losses, and a record of 8 wins and 8 losses overall. Here's Case Kramer, the center fielder. He steps in from the right side. Jacob Grimm, the pitcher, gets the first sign. He'll shake yes. The all-white uniforms, kicks and fires. And it's a foul ball straight back and hits the chest of the umpire for strike number one. And a quick meeting as Mitchell will go out to the mound, giving Jacob Grimm a new baseball. And now the infield umpire helping Grimm kind of clean off the rubber on the pitcher's mound. Heads back towards first base. And now the home plate umpire fixing something with his mask. Everybody appears to be good and ready to go, but the umpire behind home plate just fixing a couple things. And he's still checking something out. So that foul ball may have deflected off the mask. And he's fixing one of the straps. So a little pause in the action. And he looks to be all square and ready to go. So no balls and one strike here to Case Kramer, who is back in, and we are back to it. So 1-0 Sabetha lead as we start the bottom of the first. And here's a ground ball right side. A nice hop for Turner Howard. Easy throw to first in time. 4-3 for out number one. So two pitches and one out. That'll bring up the right fielder, Wade Leonard. Leonard, a right-handed hitter, scoots a little bit of dirt out of the way, plays up in the box, pretty straight up with his stance, rocking jersey number 24. Here's Grimm's first pitch to him. Low and inside for ball one. Seneca's defense did not help the cause in the top of the first, allowing Sabetha's first run to score. They had three throwing errors in the inning. Next pitch outside, two balls and no strikes here to Leonard. Braden Uphouse on deck. Grimm working quickly and fires. That is in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Very excited for the nightcap. Top two seeds coming in, Hiawatha and Corning. Both teams looking very good in their wins last night. Here's a sharp liner into right center field off the end of the bat, and that's down for a hit. Leonard a long turn at first, but he jogs back with a one-out single. Leonard reached base all four times yesterday without a hit. Multiple walks, and he was also hit by a pitch. This time just a sharp single to right center. And he is on with one out. That brings up Braden Uphouse. Now Jacob Grimm has to work out of the stretch. His brother Joshua Grimm over there first. Jacob's first pitch, low and in the dirt, skips away from Mitchell. And Leonard had a great jump, and he'll get to second base without a throw. So Leonard into scoring position with one out. He represents the tying run. Sabetha a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. One ball, no strikes here on Uphouse. Not much movement with the bat above his right shoulder. Standing in the right side box, he'll take a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. And it's 1-1. Not much of a lead for Leonard at second. Grimm gets the sign. Glancing back at second, now fires. This one in the dirt. Good stop there by Reed Mitchell, the catcher. And a hitter-friendly count at the moment at 2-1. .330 down the left field line. .330 down the right field line. There's a swing and a miss by Uphouse, and it's 2-2. And then dead center here in Seneca, it is .340. Saw Jonah Dieters last night in the loss to Hiawatha for Seneca, hitting a home run over the fence in left center. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball left side. Nice hop there for Schmelzley. He'll make a long throw, and it gets away off the glove of Joshua Grimm. He drops it. Leonard stops at third, and that allows Uphouse to get all the way to second base. So an error. This one will be by Grimm at first. It was a good throw, and it was in his glove, but he just simply dropped it. So Leonard now at third, and Uphouse at second base, and that brings up Jonah Dieters. Just mentioned, had the solo home run over the fence in left center last night. So a chance for Seneca here to potentially take the lead with the base hit. Grimm's first pitch a little bit high for a ball. Here's Grimm's next offering. Missing outside, it's 2-0. So Sabetha with an error over there at first base by Joshua Grimm, giving Seneca an opportunity to not just tie, but take the lead here in the bottom of the first. There's a pitch, that's a fastball in the outside corner. Getting the call is Jacob Grimm, and it's now 2-1. 1-0 Sabetha here in the bottom of the first inning. It's an elimination game here in this Zone 4 tournament. Swing and a miss. It looked like Jacob Grimm took a little bit off there. And from 2-0, it's now even at 2-2. Runners at second and third. One out. 2-2 count. Pitch by Grimm. Is a slow roller left side. This should be a run. Schmelzley will throw home, and the tag is applied, and Leonard is out. What a heads-up play by Harper Schmelzley. They get the lead run, and it stays 1-0. I spoke a little soon. I thought he'd make the play to first, but he comes home with it, and the tag applied by Mitchell, and there is now two outs. Uphouse goes second to third. Dieters at first on the fielder's choice. So at the corners now with two down, stays 1-0 Sabetha. So a chance, they just need one out to get out of the inning. First pitch to Reese Garrity outside for a ball. Garrity playing first base. Uphouse is at third. Dieters at first. And the 1-0. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Very, very nice play by Schmelzley at third. And Mitchell applying the tag just in time to get Leonard at home. The 1-1. It is a sharp ground ball to the right side, fielded by Howard nicely. Throw to first a little low, but Joshua Grimm digs it up. And Sabetha gets out of a jam. So a couple on and just one out. And a nice play at the plate, plus a ground out to end it. And we've played one. 1-0, Sabetha leading here in Seneca on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-rays, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
KNZA.
Sabetha, a 1-0 lead as we start the second inning of play. Brandon Tam and Logan Carpenter, part of the broadcast team as well, here in Seneca. A warm, sunny evening in our first official elimination game here at this Legion Zone 4 AA baseball tournament. Sabetha and Seneca. Four combined errors in the first inning. Sabetha got out of a little bit of a jam. Seneca had second and third with one out. Harper Schmelzley made a nice play at home, throwing out Wade Leonard, and then a ground out to second base ended the threat. So Sabetha holds on to the 1-0 lead as we start the second inning of play. So Strothman back to work. He'll get Reed Mitchell, Joshua Grimm, and Tegan Sainer. 6-7-8 in the Raptors' order. First pitch low and outside for ball one. Mitchell, part of that play at the plate, the catcher applying the tag on Leonard. It was close, but it was the right call, and he was, in fact, out. Take one in there for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Sabetha has had Seneca's number this summer. They have won three of the four matchups. But this is the one that matters the most. Next pitch low and inside. Now two balls and one strike. Good crowd representation by both teams, as always. Fan support in our area is really second to none across the state. Next pitch outside, three balls and one strike. And Mitchell, see what he does here with 3-1. And he'll swing at it and just pop this one up to the left side. Easy play for Uphouse at short, and he'll make the catch for the first out. Swinging on 3-1, it was probably going to be a strike. It was a good location on that pitch, but just a jam shot on the inside part of the bat that's popped up through the shortstop side. Uphouse makes the easy catch, and that'll bring up the first baseman in Joshua Grimm. Big body from the right side, a wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder, wearing jersey number 44. He'll take a first pitch fastball in there for a strike. Strothman works quickly. Beautiful bender that finds its way in there as well, and it's quickly 0-2. And the 0-2. Ground ball, left side. This is Uphouse. It's short, and it gets under him. He thought he was going to play it on a hop, but it stayed low on the dirt and went right under the glove, and there's another error. And Grimm is at first base with one out. That is the fourth error on the Seneca defense here, and they have only recorded four outs in the game. Joshua Grimm at first. Here's Tegan Sehner, the left fielder. Did not play in the game on Tuesday night. Or he did. He came in as a sub late in the game. But didn't start. But now starting here tonight in left field. Takes a first pitch fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Stroffman's next pitch is outside. One ball and one strike. Grimm, not much of a lead. Not worried about stealing. Still being held on by Garrity at first. Next pitch fouled away and out of play. Sehner down in the count. It's 1-2. So Stroffman ahead. One out, one on here in the top of the second inning. A 1-0 Sabetha lead. Stroffman's 1-2. In there, Bender looking all the way as Sehner. Strike three call. Make it 3 Ks now for Stroffman, and that's out number 2. Beautiful curveball, and that brings up the second baseman, number 9 hitter in the order, that is Turner Howard. So Grimm still at first, now 2 down. Howard steps in, bats from the right side, first pitch swinging, fly ball, center field, Case Kramer not moving at all, doesn't take one step in the absolute right spot, makes the catch for the third out. So an error with one out does no harm. We've played 1.5. To the bottom of the second we go, Sabetha a 1-0 lead.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Flatbed Drivers, ComTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call ComTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the second inning we go. Sabetha 1, Seneca nothing here on KNZA. Brandon and Logan with you as we continue on with the Legion Zone number 4 AA baseball tournament. Our first official elimination game here in this one. Right now, Sabetha's a 1-0 lead. Seneca up for a second time. John Strothman will lead things off against Jacob Grimm. Stroffman bats from the right side, wearing jersey number 13. Grimm kicks and fires. First pitch in the dirt for ball one. Stroffman will be followed by Garrett Herter and then Cooper Kramer after that. And if one of those three are able to get on, it'll be Traven Inneking. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch by Grimm is a shot to the right side, and that's into right field for a hit. Howard had a chance, but that was very well struck, and that'll go down as a single. So the leadoff man off for Seneca. Stroffman at first base, and that brings up Garrett Herter. So right back to the stretch goes Jacob Grimm. He will shake yes to the first sign, glance over at first base, not a huge lead by Stroffman. Fires. And a ground ball, left side, and that's through the hole. Pass to diving Schmelzley and into left field. For back-to-back singles to start this frame, Stroffman stops at second base. And Herter at first. So again, back-to-back singles to lead off this inning, and Seneca's got something cooking here with a 1-0 deficit. Here is Cooper Kramer, the left fielder. He will bat from the left side. Straight up with his stance, light bend to the knees, not much wiggle with the bat above the left shoulder. Take a first pitch fastball inside corner for strike number 1. Seneca left him on the corners in the first, and now they have first and second with nobody out here in the second. They trail 1-0, but a good opportunity, but that one's fouled away, and Kramer quickly down in the count, it's 0-2. Strothman at second, Herter at first. Joshua Grimm at first, playing on the edge of the grass. Playing up on the edge of the grass, I should say. And a bender is in there, strike three call. Cooper Kramer looks right back to the umpire and says, what? Did not like the call, but a big first out. And now the home plate umpire going down to the Seneca side, and I don't think he liked maybe what Cooper Kramer had said to him on his way back to the dugout. So maybe that's a little bit of a warning, and the umpire behind home plate ain't going to take no trash. And now he had something to say to one of the Seneca fans. So there's the first out. Strothman still at second, Herter at first. A big strikeout there, the first of the night for Grimm. And here's Traven Inneking, the third baseman, number nine hitter, takes a first pitch fastball in there for a strike. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Sabetha. Here's the 0-1. It is popped up to right field. McAfee has it teed up, makes the catch, and Strothman will tag, and the throw to third is in time! McAfee, a frozen rope from right field, and that is a DP, and that ends the inning. Heck of a throw by Christian McAfee. So a double play gets out of the inning, no harm, no foul. We head to the third inning of play. Sabetha, a 1-0 lead here in Seneca.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. We also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu and Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They offer great employment packages and options for their truck drivers. Brandon Tabman, Logan Carpenter. We head to the third inning as Sabetha is up with a 1-0 lead over Seneca. Sabetha has the top of the order. Marcus Baumann back in, grounded out to short to lead off the game. First pitch by Strothman is outside for a ball. Seneca got their first two hitters on in the last half inning, back-to-back singles by Strothman and Herter, but a strikeout and then a 9-5 double play ended the threat. This one is a frozen rope by Baumann, and that's down into left center, and it gets by the center fielder, Case Kramer. Baumann, head of steam, standing up with a leadoff double. And now Sabetha has something cooking a little bit here in the top of the third. First extra base hit of the game, and that brings up Chase Fry, who singled and scored the lone run in the game. Not much of a lead at second, dropping out of the stretch, and the first pitch to Fry is fouled out of play, and it's no balls and one strike. And the Seneca defense, coming into this third inning, have already committed four errors. And this is down the left side, but foul over the outstretched arm of Inneking at third, and Fry now in protection mode. It's no balls and two strikes. Marcus Baumann, a leadoff double. He's at second base. Sabetha 1, Seneca nothing. Just getting going top three. Now Strothman steps off the rubber and will reset. Our first elimination game here in this zone tournament. The 0-2. Fouled straight back. Fry keeps it alive. Betha, the all-white uniforms, Raptors across the chest. And the Raptor mascots on the right sleeve. Off speed, low and outside, it's one ball and two strikes. So Betha missing a key piece with their normal catcher in Herman, who is playing in the Shrine Bowl this weekend. And this one is smoked, but foul. On the left side, just out in front of it was Fry, and it stays one ball and two strikes. Josh Herman again, mentioning him playing in the Shrine Bowl. We got a few athletes who are playing in the Shrine Bowl on Saturday. You can see that online over on our website, mscsports.net. Fry fouls off another pitch, and it stays 1-2. So Sabetha certainly missing a key piece. Herman, one of the better players on their roster. Strothman still 1-2. Battle here with Fry. Next pitch in there. Bender at the knee. Strike three looking. And there is the first out. Make it now 4 strikeouts for Strothman. That'll bring up Christian McAfee, who was a strikeout victim in the first. Bauman at second base, one down. Top of the third inning, a 1-0 Sabetha lead and trying to add at least one more at minimum. Strothman's first pitch, swing and a miss. Not many clouds in the sky. It was overcast yesterday and the temperatures were much cooler. And here's a ground ball right side, playable for Herder. On the edge of the grass, throw to first. Garrity completes it for the out. Bauman moves to third, but now two down. And it's up now to Jacob Grimm to try to get that run home. And in what is a elimination game, every run that you can get magnifies as the game progresses. Dieters will go out to the mound and talk with his pitcher, Strothman. As Jacob Grimm will have a conversation with the home plate umpire. Top 2 seeds in the nightcap, Corning and Hiawatha, with the winner of that game advancing to state next week. 2 teams out of this 5-team zone tournament will advance. Last year only 1 team advanced, and it was Hiawatha. First pitch. Jacob Grimm outside for ball 1. Bauman led off the inning with a double. Fry struck out. McAfee grounded out. Got Bauman to third. He is there with 2 down. Another pitch high, and it's 2-0. The Raptors with a base hit could double up or would double up their lead. The 2-0 is outside, and now Jacob Grimm, the big advantage here at 3 balls and no strikes. Corner infield playing in, and a King at third, Garrity at first. Up house at short, Herder at second, playing a little more back. And the 3-0 is in there for a strike. Grimm took one step, thought it was outside, but the umpire says strike number 1, and it's now 3-1. Strothman trying to get out of a pickle, and the next pitch fouled away, and it's full at 3-2. Betha stranded one in the first, they stranded one in the second, and they got one on here at third base with 2 outs in the third. Strothman's 3-2. Swing and a miss, gets him with a breaking ball, and they will strand another runner, and that retires the side. So an opportunity for Sabetha, and Seneca able to get out of it. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Sabetha 1, Seneca nothing here on KNZA.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? To the bottom of the third inning we go. Seneca coming up for a third time, trailing Sabetha by a score of 1-0. A throwing error in the first, allowing Sabetha to get the lone run of the game so far. Loser is eliminated. Their summer is done. The winner stays alive for at least one more evening. So the winner gets Doniphan County tomorrow night, and then they would have to win two straight games to get to state. The winner of the top two seeds tonight in Hiawatha and Corning would be the first of the two seeds, or the two teams, I should say, that will advance. So here we go. Seneca starting with the top of the order here in the bottom of the third. It's Case Kramer who grounded out the second in his first at bats. First pitch swinging, and he fouls it away for strike one. Kramer, Leonard, and Uphouse here in the third against Jacob Grimm. Seneca left runners at the corners in the first. And then Seneca got their first two on in the second inning, but were unable to score. They trail 1-0. It's one ball and one strike here on Kramer. That's from the right side. Next pitch by Grimm is popped up foul. That pitch was high and inside, and Kramer shaking his head, wondering why I swung at that pitch. And now it's one ball and two strikes. Grimm has one strikeout. That was against Cooper Kramer in the second. Chance for one here. This one is off the long part of the bat, just popped up to the left side. Schmelzy at third makes the play. And a little pop out to the third baseman records Case Kramer for out number one. That'll bring up Wade Leonard, who singled and got gunned down at home on a fielder's choice. Back in the first inning. So Leonard comes up here with nobody on and one out. In the bottom of the third inning, his team trailing 1-0. First pitch by Grimm. It is a fastball that's in there for a strike. Sun is shining here in Seneca. A swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch that tailed outside of the zone, and quickly Leonard down in the count 0-2. I think 70% of the fans here are wearing shades. Next pitch, low and inside, one ball and two strikes. So again, finishing out the zone tournament here tomorrow night, state next week, got the Shrine Bowl this weekend, so a lot going on here in the next couple of weeks. Next pitch is outside, and Leonard able to even it up. It's 2-2. Grimm is retired three straight. Trying to make it four. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Second strikeout for Jacob Grimm, two up, two down here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Braden Uphouse with two outs and nobody on. Uphouse reached on an error his first time up and was left stranded at third base to end the first. Grimm trying to go 1-2-3 for the first time here in this game. First pitch to him is low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tell you what, Corning, very impressive in their win last night over Doniphan County, 18-0. They scored 9 runs in the first two, and then they scored 9 runs in the third, and won it via the 10-run rule after 5. Grimm's going to switch out the baseballs with the home plate umpire. The count 2-0 here on Uphouse. Hiawatha also got a great pitching performance from Cooper Jacobson in that 6-2 win over Seneca. Here's a ground ball left side, but foul. And it's now 2-1. Jacobson for Hiawatha went 6 strong innings, gave up just 4 hits, 1 run, and he had 5 strikeouts. He was our player of the game. Also had an RBI base hit in that one. Here's a 2-1. And foul straight back, and it goes from 2-0 to 2-2. Corning and Hiawatha have played twice this summer, and they split. They were supposed to play July 5th, but those games were rained out. And a 2-2 is swung on and missed. It gets away. Mitchell's going to have to make the throw to first to Joshua Grimm. Does so in time. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Grimm. So 3 innings in the books. A 1-0 Sabetha lead. To the fourth we go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
About to start the fourth inning here in Seneca. Sabetha coming up with 5, 6, and 7 in the order. That is Schmelzley, Mitchell, and Grimm. They lead Seneca by a score of 1-0. Brandon Tadman with you. Logan Carpenter, our studio producer. Our first elimination game here in this Zone 4 baseball tournament. Game started on a Tuesday night. And here we stand Thursday, the first of 2 of our doubleheader, and our first official elimination game. So here's Harper Schmelzley. Sabetha, the 1-0 lead. He'll step in. He is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Strothman gets the first sign. First pitch of the fourth inning is fouled away and straight to the right side, and ducking was Mitchell in the on-deck circle. Cat-like reflexes to avoid that one. It's 0-1. Strothman shakes off one. Yes to the second sign, an 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the curveball, and it's 0-2. The one run unearned in the first. That's all we've had to this point. 1-0 Sabetha. Here's the pitch. Bender at the knees and looking. Buckled him a little bit, and that's a strike 3. Schmelzley down on strikes for a second consecutive at bats, and there's the first out of the fourth. Authority, 6 strikeouts for Strothman. And the first pitch to the lefty, Reed Mitchell, in there for a strike. Mitchell, a little pop out to the shortstop in his first at bat. That's from the left side. Tad open on his stance. Wearing jersey number 2, and he'll foul this one away. Cars beware. And he's quickly down 0-2. And a quick 0-2 by Strothman is fouled straight back. Mitchell barely got a piece, but just enough to stay alive in the AB. Once again, an elimination game here. Loser, their season is done. The winner gets Doniphan County in another elimination game tomorrow night. The next pitch just outside. Almost got him with a backdoor curve. And it's 1-2. Winner of Hiawatha and Corning later tonight, the first of the two teams advancing to Concordia. And there's a low fastball that swung on and missed. Throw down to first base, pulling the first baseman Garrity off the bag, so it's a strikeout. But they can't complete it, and that'll be a throwing error by Peters, the catcher, and Mitchell will be on. That is 5 errors on Seneca in the game. So 1 out, 1 on. Mitchell at first. Here's Joshua Grimm. He reached on an error in his first at bat. Throw over to first, not in time. Mitchell back safely. Peters had time to make that throw, but just left it wide, and Garrity couldn't stay on the bag to complete the out. Next pitch in there, fastball in the outside corner. 0-1 the count here on Joshua Grimm. Sabetha 1, Seneca nothing here in the top of the fourth. Curveball missing inside, it's 1-1. Both pitchers have done a really good job to this point in the game. But again, Seneca's defense with the amount of errors so far, that's really been the difference so far in this 1-0 score. Another throw over to first. Mitchell back in time. Not much of a lead, about 2.5 steps. Pitch by Strothman. Fastball outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. So far, 1 run, couple of hits, 3 left for Sabetha. No runs, 3 hits, 3 left for Seneca. As we're in the fourth. Next pitch, low and outside, gets away from Dieters. And Mitchell up to second base without a throw. So Mitchell into scoring position with 1 down, and the count now 3-1 here on Grimm. Strothman out of the stretch. Sabetha an opportunity here to double up their lead. A base hit could do it. And watching all the way is Grimm on 3-1, and it catches the outside corner. Now the count's full at 3-2, with Sainer on deck. This is Joshua Grimm. Mitchell at second base, and a 3-2, slow chopper left side, a high hop here for Uphouse, throwing across his body to record the out. A difficult play by Uphouse, and on the throw to first, Mitchell able to take third, but that's a big second out. And it's up to Tegan Sainer, who struck out in his first AB, to get the run in from third. So Mitchell at third with 2 down. Sabetha trying to double up that lead. A base hit would make it 2-0. Strothman trying to get out of another little pickle in the game. The first pitch runs inside, nearly hits Sainer, but he gets out of the way. It's 1-0. Almost looked like it did clip him, but apparently not. Sainer struck out in his first AB. Strothman has 6 strikeouts in the game. The 1-0 is high, 2 balls and no strikes. Not much of a lead at third. Inneking not holding him on. There's a swing and a miss by Sainer, and it's 2-1. Good pitch and location there by Strothman. Sabetha has left 1 man on base in each of the first 3 innings. They have 1 on third here with 2 down. Ground ball, left side, Uphouse it short. Has some time, throw to first, just in time to record the out. Sainer almost beat it out. But back-to-back plays by Uphouse at short to retire the side. So it stays 1-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing, 785-459-2500.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha still holding on to a 1-0 lead here over Seneca in this elimination game of the Legion Zone 4 AA Baseball Tournament. From Seneca, Brandon and Logan with you. 4, 5, and 6 in the Seneca order coming up against Jacob Grimm. Jonah Dieters to lead things off. Reached on a fielder's choice in his first AB. Both teams have had opportunities to add more than the one run that Sabetha got in the first. But both pitchers and Grimm and Strothman have been pretty darn good. First pitch to Dieters by Grimm is fouled away for strike number one. Dieters had a solo home run last night in the 6-2 loss to Hiawatha. Cleared the fence in left center. Next pitch by Grimm. Fastball in the outside corner. Gets the call, and it's 0-2. Strothman closed out the third with back-to-back strikeouts. He's got three. And this is roped back up the middle on an 0-2 count and a curveball. Waited on by Dieters, and he shoots it right back through the hole to center field for a leadoff hit. Fourth hit of the night for Seneca, and that represents the tying run at first base. Here's Reese Garrity, grounded out to second his first time up. Steps in with Dieters at first base and nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Sabetha holding on to a 1-0 lead. First pitch by Grimm. Ground ball right side, potential two, Howard to second for one, and it pops out of the glove of Fry, and everyone is safe. Fry nearly got a tag as Dieters came off the bag, but he just got under it, so that's an error. That's going to be on Fry, as he could not complete the catch. Howard made a good throw. And now, Sabetha's coach, Joe Gruber, coming out to talk to the umpire, thinking, did he complete the catch, and then it came out on the exchange. And the call will stand, so it is an error. And now Seneca has first and second with nobody out, and here's John Strothman, who singled in his first at-bat. Just like the second inning, Seneca gets their first two on, but the second inning they were unable to score. See if that can change here. First and second, nobody out. Grimm steps off the rubber, chasing Dieters back to first. So Dieters, second base, excuse me. So Dieters at second, and it's Garrity at first. First pitch to Strothman is low for a ball. Jacob Grimm has worked out of a couple of jams. His defense has helped him out on a couple of plays, but errors have been piling up really for both teams in this game. And it's still just 1-0. Next pitch low and inside, Strothman ahead at 2-0. Garrett Herter due up next. Strothman, a very capable power hitter. Now Grimm, a fastball outside missing, and it's 3-0. The second error of the game against the Raptors. Three balls and no strikes. Dieters the runner at second, Garrity the runner at first. Sabetha holding the 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch in there for a strike, and that's the first one. It's now 3-1. The strike zone's a little bit wider with this umpire behind home plate compared to last night. The next pitch in, the dirt ball, 4. Now the bases are loaded with nobody out. A single, an error, and a walk have loaded them up for Garrett Herter, the second baseman, who is 1-for-1 with a single. Seneca looking to put something together here. They're down 1-0. But again, now the bases are juiced with nobody out. Grimm goes back to the windup. First pitch missing inside for a ball. Seneca's had some opportunities, but this, by far and away, their best op here in this game in the fourth. Grimm's next pitch. Ground ball, could be a run, fielded by Fry. He'll shovel it to third for one out. The run is in. We're tied at 1. It is a fielder's choice and an RBI. They get the lead runner, Garrity, for the first out at third. Dieters scores on the ground out. It goes 6-5. And now a tie game, and here's Cooper Kramer. And he'll shoot this one to the right side, but it's caught by the second baseman, Howard, for the second out. So just like that, out number 2. A little line out to the second baseman by Kramer. And now it's Traven Inneking, who lined into a double play in his first at bat. He's got Strothman at second base and Herter at first. A swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. But Seneca has tied the game on an RBI ground out by Herter. He's at first base via the fielder's choice. Next pitch low to Inneking. It's 1-1. So given the circumstances, if nothing else happens here for Seneca, you'll take it if you're Sabetha because they had the bases loaded with nobody out. Now first and second with 2 down, and there's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Grimm trying to strike out Inneking to end the inning. Looks back at second. Nobody holding Strothman. The pitch. It is high. And it's 2-2. So Sabetha trying to get out of it with minimal damage done. A 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the fourth. And now this one is hit to the right side into right field. Coming in on it. Making the catch is McAfee to end the inning. So Seneca had the bases loaded with nobody out, and they're only able to get 1. So we have finished 4. It's a 1-1 tie in this elimination game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Good one so far here in this elimination game in Seneca. Seneca able to tie the game in the bottom of the fourth, but they had the bases loaded with nobody out. Only able to scratch across 1 run. Jacob Grimm did a nice job getting out of the inning. with the minimal damage done. But a 1-1 tie here as we start the fifth. Both Hiawatha and Corning, the players have arrived, warming up on the outskirts of the field as they'll play in the nightcap, with the winner of that game advancing to the state tournament next week. Two teams out of this tournament will advance. One tonight, it'll be either Hiawatha or Corning. Strothman back to work. He has struck out six, and the first pitch is ripped into left field for a base hit, and the number nine hitter, Turner Howard, starts off the fifth with a single. Makes him one for two, and now to the top of the order with Bauman, who doubled in his last at-bat, but was left stranded at third to end the third. Third hit of the game for Sabetha. First for Howard. He's at first with nobody out. A 1-1 tie here in the fifth. Strothman out of the stretch. Quick throw to first. Not in time. Howard back safely. Both pitchers have been good. Both teams' defenses have struggled at times. Hits have been low. There's a fastball catching the outside corner. And it's 0-1 on Marcus Bauman. As I mentioned again, Bauman, the double in the third. He's also grounded out, so 1-for-2. Howard at first. Next pitch is low and outside. One ball and one strike. So Howard at first represents the go-ahead run. Here in the top of the fifth, a 1-1 tie in this elimination game. Strothman's next pitch, grounder, could be two. Up house on a field, gets it to second for one, and Bauman has too much speed, so they can't get the double play, but they get the lead out for the first out. Bauman at first, one down. Here's Chase Fry, who singled and scored in the first, and has also struck out. He's 1-for-2. Strothman will throw to first. Garrity a quick tag, but Bauman is back safely. Now Fry will step off, gather and step back in. Strothman on the rubber. Shakes yes to the sign, glancing at first. Decent lead for Bauman. He takes off. Here's a throw to second base, and the tag is in time. They get the out. Heck of a throw by Dieters. Uphouse applies the tag. It was a bang-bang play, and Bauman is caught stealing for out number two. And now two outs and nobody on. Count 1-0 on Fry, so a big, big out for the Seneca defense. 1-0 inside. It's two balls and no strikes. So a single, followed by a fielder's choice, and then a caught stealing. Strothman back to the windup, and the next pitch is inside, and it's 3-0. Christian McAfee due up next. A 1-1 tie here in the top of the fifth. Fry took off. He thought it was ball four, but a late call, and it's a strike. It's 3-1. We've seen that a lot this tournament. On three-ball counts, whether it's 3-0, 3-1, we have seen multiple batters for multiple teams take off a little prematurely, and the umpire calling a strike, and they have to come back. And then there's a swing and a miss at what would have been ball four, pitch in the dirt. And Fry now really needs to buckle the strap here. It's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Top five, a 1-1 score here in Seneca. And now Fry steps back. Back into the box. Strothman trying to face the minimum here in the fifth. Here's a 3-2. And it is ball four inside. Trying to get the bender in there, but it did not break enough, and Fry's at first with two outs. Here comes Christian McAfee, who's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Now Fry represents the go-ahead run with two down at first. Fry, a very capable runner over there who might try to steal. Bauman as well, but he got caught stealing. Or the second out of this inning. Umpire clearing off home plate for McAfee. The big lefty stands in there tall. With the left elbow pad, rocking no gloves on the hands. Straight up, bend to the knees. Kind of hangs back in his stance. And a ground ball on the first pitch. Right side, Herter. Plays it on one hop throw, just in time to get McAfee, and there's the out. So a good inning for Strothman coming back and facing just four, and nothing doing for Sabetha in the top of the fifth. We remain tied 1-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
People, products, knowledge, we have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
1-1 tie, bottom of the fifth inning here in Seneca, grinding down the home stretch in this elimination game. The Legion Zone 4 AA baseball tournaments here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tabman with you in Seneca. Logan Carpenter working hard behind the ones and twos back in our Hiawatha studios. Jacob Grimm back to work here for Sabetha, trying to keep it tied at 1-1. Seneca will have the top of the order here for a third time. Case Kramer, Wade Leonard, and Braden Uphouse. Kramer steps in. He's 0 for 2. Grounded out to second his first time up, and then popped out to third. Back in the third. Grimm facing this Seneca lineup for a third time. So here we go. First pitch to Case Kramer is high and inside. Nearly got him, but he stepped back in time. It's 1-0. So Sabetha scored their one run in the first. It was an unearned run. Next pitch fouled out of play. One ball and one strike. And then Seneca got their one run to tie the game in the fourth on an RBI ground out by Garrett Herter. So a low-scoring affair, not much action offensively. Both pitchers have played well. Both teams have committed multiple errors. Next pitch to Kramer, fouled straight back into the net, and it's 1-2. Sabetha has committed two errors. Seneca's defense has committed five errors. Yet those errors have only led to just one run. Ground ball left side, and it takes a hop, and it gets by Schmelzley. It was hit hard. That's going to go down as a hit, and now trying to burn it out for two, and the throw's not in time, and that's going to be a leadoff double for Case Kramer. A rocket shot down the left field line. Schmelzley was playing close to it, and that was going to be a tough play regardless, and now at second base, Case Kramer represents the go-ahead run. And here is a dangerous hitter in Wade Leonard. 1-for-2, a single, and a strikeout. A 1-1 tie here in the home half of the fifth. Grimm back to the stretch, and now a throw that gets away, but Fry stretching out, and that avoids maybe Kramer advancing to third. So again, Leonard in there, nobody out, a runner at second base. There's a pitch that's low. Good stop by Mitchell, the catcher. That'll keep Kramer up at second base. So the count 1-0 here on Leonard. Base hit good. Give Seneca their first lead of the game. And Sabetha has had Seneca's number here this summer, winning three of the four matchups. But here in the fifth meeting, the most important one of the season, with an elimination game this tournament now, Jacob Grimm showing a baseball to the umpire. I think it might have been a busted ball, so the umpire going to give him a new one. Case Kramer led off the inning with a double. He's at second base with nobody out. Count one ball, no strikes here on Leonard. Winner stays alive and will play Doniphan County tomorrow night at 6. Pitch by Grimm outside for a ball, and it's 2-0. Grimm quickly, pitch in the dirt. Now 3 balls and no strikes. Well, let's see what Leonard does here on 3-0. Maybe Jacob Grimm showing a few signs of fatigue. He's battling here early in the fifth. And that pitch is low, and it's a 4-pitch walk. So Leonard on for a second time in 3 at-bats. And now here comes head coach Joe Gruber for a meeting on the hill. Kramer at second, Leonard at first, nobody out, bottom of the fifth, a 1-1 tie. And Uphouse coming up here for Seneca. Looks like no pitching change, just a conversation with Grimm. Everything gets magnified as we get deeper into this game. Our first elimination game of this tournament. And it's been good so far, 1-1 tie. But Seneca, an opportunity here in the bottom of the fifth with two on and nobody out. So Grimm needs to gather and put something together. Braden Uphouse, dangerous hitter. He has reached via an error and is also struck out. Kramer at second, Leonard at first, and the first pitch in there for a strike. Grimm looking back at second, and that pitch gets away. It's a curveball bouncing to the back left of Mitchell, and that allows both runners to advance. Kramer up to third, and then Leonard up to second. So now second and third with nobody out. And the count on Uphouse is 1-1. So the go-ahead run at third. Big opportunity for Seneca. Here's the 1-1. And it's roped right back to Fry, makes the catch, and no advance by any runner. That was hit very hard by Uphouse. Fry took about 2.5 steps to his left, made the catch for out number one. So a big, big first out for Grimm. Fry helping him out on the back end. That'll bring up Jonah Dieters. He is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. And now a slow roller, left side, Fry diving in on it. He'll try to throw home. It's not in time, and Seneca takes the lead. That was hit very slow. Grimm couldn't even get off the pitcher's mound to have a chance at it. Everybody is safe, and Seneca has their first lead. It is 2-1. Leonard up to third, and Dieters at first. So they're at the corners with still one out. Seneca takes the lead for the first time. It is 2-1. The ball was hit so slow, I think everyone was going to be safe regardless of where Fry went with that baseball. But he tried to get the out at home, but Kramer was there safely. Now, a hard hit shot to the right side, and that is through for a hit. Dieters goes first to third. It's an RBI single for Reese Garrity. And it's now 3-1 Seneca. Leonard scores easily from third. Dieters first to third. Garrity at first. And still at the corners with still one out. So Seneca coming through here in the bottom of the fifth and still a chance for more. Here's John Strothman, 1-for-1 with a walk and a single. First pitch gets away, and now it's going to be a play at the plate, and everyone is safe. Grimm didn't come off the rubber, and what should have been potentially an out at home turns into a run on a wild pitch. It is now 4-1. Garrity goes up to second base without a throw. That ball didn't skip away too far from Mitchell. If Grimm comes off the rubber right away and tries to cover home, that could have been an easy out. But instead, it's another run, and it's now 4-1. The damage being done here by Seneca in the bottom of the fifth, and now another pitch that gets away, and Garrity takes third. That was a good pitch. It was knee high, but Mitchell just didn't secure it. And the pitch, or I should say the count, on Strothman here, it's 2-0. Garrity, the runner at third, still just one out. Seneca has scored three, and they now lead it 4-1. Grimm's just going to go back to the windup with the runner at third. And a high chopper to Fry, and he can't make the play. It kicks away from him, and another run is going to score. It is now 5-1 Seneca. That'll go down as a hit. That was a tough play for Fry, as Garrity scores from third, and that might do it for Jacob Grimm. The damage done by Seneca here in the bottom of the fifth. And let's see where they go here. It is a pitching change, so we'll come back after a timeout. Seneca, they have a 5-1 lead in our first pitching change here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Summer has arrived, and we all love to take in those warm summer rays. But we must remember to protect our skin and eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen, SPF 15 or higher. Wear protective clothing, including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Pine and True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn spray, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent, tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your projects. At Pine and True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a True Value.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the damage done and still continuing here in the bottom of the fifth. Our first pitching change is for Sabetha. Marcus Bauman comes in from center field. They will put Charles Lukert off the bench to play in the outfield. Jacob Grimm's afternoon is done. He will take over his brother's spot at first base. And Joshua will head to the bench and take a seat. Bauman has a couple warm-up tosses. So Jacob Grimm, 4 1/3, gives up 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 are earned. He had 2 walks allowed with 3 strikeouts. So here is Bauman. Right now the runner at first is Strothman with 1 down. And here is Garrett Herter, who is got a single and has also reached on a fielder's choice. He has driven in a run. But a 5-1 Seneca lead and still batting with one out in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch by Bauman missing for ball number one. Bauman a righty, Herter a righty. Next pitch is low, and it's now 2-0. So you kind of had a feeling maybe at some point that one of these teams have an inning like this in them. And it's been Seneca who's broken open the game and leading by four. Next pitch in there for a strike, and Bauman gets it to a 2-1 count. Winner moves on, keeps their season alive. Loser has their summer come to an end. High fastball is swung on and missed by Herter, and it's two balls and two strikes. So our first of the five teams here set to be eliminated with the result of this game. And right now, Seneca has a 5-1 lead. Next pitch low and in the dirt, taken off for Strothman. Mitchell's throw is high, but it's stopped by Howard to keep Strothman at second base. And the count 3-2 now on Herter as that pitch was high. Cooper Kramer on deck. This is the seventh batter in the inning for Seneca. And the first batter faced here by Bauman, who just replaced Jacob Grimm on the mound. Here's a 3-2. And it's high, ball four. So Herter to first. He has reached base three times. Strothman at second. Here's Cooper Kramer, who's 0-2. Kramer, the eighth batter to come up here in the inning, still one out. The pitch. Ground ball left side, and it finds the hole. It's into left field. Sainer has it. Here comes Strothman around third. The throw is cut off, and it's now 6-1. It's an RBI hit for Cooper Kramer. And now Seneca really blowing it open. Good base running there by Strothman. Herter stops at second base. So now first and second with still one out. And that run will be charged to Grimm, as he was the lone guy on when he came out of the game. So these other two that are on, responsible for Bauman. And here's a little bloop shot that's going to fall down into right field for a hit. Everybody holds, and now the bases are loaded. Herter to third, Kramer to second. Inneking with his first hit, swinging at the first pitch, and a little bloop shot to right field. And still just one out, and we're back to the top of the order. And the second at bat this inning for Case Kramer, he led it off with a double. 6-1, the Seneca lead, and a chance for more. The base is loaded, and still just one out. And a foul ball here by Kramer, right back to the netting. It's one ball and one strike. Next pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-2. So the 10th batter to come up here for Seneca. They have scored 5 in the inning. They lead it 6-1. The bases are loaded with nobody out. This one's fouled away, stays 1-2. So since Dieters reached on a fielder's choice, a single, a walk, a single, and a single. The next pitch is reached for, it's swung on and missed, and that's going to be a strikeout. That pitch was well outside the zone, and Kramer went reaching for it, but a big out number two. So two outs, and now it's up to Wade Leonard, batting for a second time in the inning. He walked. He has also got a single and a strikeout. Well, you got to keep it at a 5-run deficit. A base hit could potentially add two more. 6-1, Seneca leads it. Bauman's first pitch is outside for ball number one. It was 1-1 coming into this bottom half of the fifth. Five runs have scored for Seneca. They lead it 6-1. The bases are loaded still with two down. Malman's next pitch popped up right side. It's going to be close, and it's out of play. So it's going to be one ball and one strike here on Leonard. Damage has certainly been done. The 11th batter here, Leonard, coming up in this inning. It's one ball and one strike, two outs. Herter, the runner at third. Kramer, the runner at second. Inneking, the runner at first. And now a ground ball, right side. Howard has it, bobbles, plays to first, and the throw gets away. It is an error on Howard. Two runs are going to score, and it's now 8-1. That should have ended the inning. And the throw was just simply wide. Herter scores. Cooper Kramer scores from second base. Inneking goes first to third. And Leonard's at first. So a two-run error. Now a timeout by the umpire. And Howard might have felt rushed on that play. Good throw would have ended the inning. That is a big error. That leads to two more runs. Seven have scored in the inning. It's now 8-1. Inneking, the runner at third. Leonard, the runner at first. Bauman fires. First pitch to Braden Uphouse in there for a strike. Uphouse reached on an error in the first. He's also struck out and has lined out. Another pitch is low and outside, gets stopped by Mitchell. Well, Leonard will take second base without a throw. So now second and third, but still two down. Well, we saw Corning put nine up on Doniphan County in the third last night, and now this one's popped up. It's going to be Fry, the shortstop, who makes the catch. Cuts right in front of Howard at second base, but regardless, gets the third out. But saying the damage has been done is an understatement. A 1-1 tie coming in. Seven across for Seneca, and we head to the sixth inning. It's an 8-1 Seneca lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Did you know that FBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having FBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call FBS Insurance, and we will put you on the path to protection.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seven runs for Seneca on five hits. They left a pair in the bottom of the fifth inning, turning a 1-1 tie into an 8-1 lead as we start the sixth inning. And Sabetha now down to their final six outs, and they got plenty of work to do to come back in this elimination game. Brandon Tamman with you. Logan Carpenter, our studio producer. It'll be Jacob Grimm to lead things off. Harper Schmelzley to follow. Reed Mitchell after that. And a quick time here by the umpire. Grimm stepped in a little prematurely. Now he's ready to go. As Strothman, who's been very good, he's given up just three hits and has six strikeouts. As now he has a big lead to work with, and the first pitch swung on and missed. Or strike number one. Grimm reached on an error in the first and struck out in the third. Grimm was replaced by Bauman in that tough 7-run allowed inning. Went 4 1/3, gave up 6 runs, 5 earned, with 3 strikeouts. Now calls time, steps off. And Strothman has not given up a hit. Or I should say he did give up one hit in that last inning, but he has not faced more than 5 in an inning tonight, so he has been very good. Next pitch outside, 1-1 here on Jacob Grimm. And this is hit well to the left side, and that's through for a hit. Jacob Grimm reaching for a second time. It's his first hit. It's a single, and he's at first with nobody out. That'll bring up Harper Schmelzley, who was 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Well, you got to keep the line moving if you're the Raptors. Long way to go. Seneca with the 8-1 advantage after a 7 spot in the bottom of the 5th. First pitch by Strothman is high to Schmelzley, and it's 1-0. Strothman back to the stretch. He'll fire. Another pitch high, and it's 2-0. Hiawatha and Corning, the top 2 seeds, will finish off the doubleheader tonight with that winner advancing to state next week. Here's a ground ball that finds the hole into left field for a hit. Back-to-back singles to lead off the top of the 6th. And Sabetha's got a little something going with 2 on and nobody out. Here is Reed Mitchell, who struck out in the 4th and popped out to short in the 2nd. 8-1, the Seneca lead. Sabetha's got to get some runs here in this inning. They got 2 on and nobody out. First pitch by Strothman outside for a ball. Strothman gave up just 3 hits in the first 5 innings. He's given up back-to-back singles here. The start inning number 6, and there's a pitch that's in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Sabetha won 3 out of the 4 meetings with Seneca during the regular season, including 3 straight. But Seneca right now with the big advantage late in this elimination game. Next pitch swung on and missed. Mitchell down at 1-2. Strothman sets at the belt and fires, and it's fouled away. Stays 1-2. Last year, one team qualified from the zone tournament. That was Hiawatha. They didn't make it out of pool play at the state tournament. This year, with the teams across the state, the zone is sending 2. Here's a line shot to right field, but playing it is Wade Leonard. Moved maybe 1 step to his left, made the catch for the first out. Neither runner advancing. And that'll bring up Joshua Grimm. Or correction, it looks like we'll have a pitch hitter here, and it's going to be Easton Bradbury. So Easton Bradbury will bat for Joshua Grimm. First pitch low and outside, gets away, both runners advance. So Bradbury a base hit. Attack 2 runs on. Need a lot of it, though. 8-1, the Seneca lead. Next pitch is high, and it's 2-0. Next pitch by Strothman. Ground ball right side. It's off the glove of Garrity. And Strothman doesn't cover, and everyone is safe. It's now 8-2. As Grimm is in from 3rd. Schmelzley to 3rd. And Bradbury at 1st. It was struck well. Would have been a close play regardless. It'll go down as a hit and an RBI. But it's now an 8-2 game. in the first pitch to Sainer is outside for a ball. So Schmelzley at third, Bradbury at first. One out here in the top of the sixth. One run is in, but Sabepa needs a lot more. They're down 8-2. Sainer 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Here's the 1-0. In there for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Strothman had been cruising along, but he's given up three hits here in the inning. All three have been singles. Out of the stretch, fires. It is low, and it's now two balls and one strike. Sabetha scored the first run of the game in the top of the first. They just got their second run of the game, the big inning, the bottom of the fifth. It was a 1-1 tie going in. Seneca played at 7 to take an 8-1 lead. Now the Raptors here in the top of the sixth have scored 1. It's 8-2. Count 3-1 here on Sainer. Next pitch in there for a strike. He was taken all the way, and the count's full at 3-2 with Turner Howard due up next. Runner at third is Schmelzley. Runner at first is Bradbury. Now Strothman steps off the rubber and gathers. Big pitch here. 3-2 with one out. Seneca leading 8-2 in the sixth inning. Sainer steps back in. Strothman gets the sign and fires, and it swung up and just caught a piece of it. Thought it was a strikeout, but it kicked away from Dieter's glove, and we'll try it again at 3-2. Both runners, Smelsley at third, Bradbury at first, not big leads. Three balls, two strikes, one out, top six, 8-2 Seneca. The pitch to Sainer, swung on and missed. Seven strikeouts now for Strothman, and there's a big out number two. That'll bring up Turner Howard, who is 1-2 with a single. At the corners with two down. Raptors have plated one, but they're still down six here in the sixth. First pitch from Strothman to Howard is a breaking ball that nips the outside corner for a strike. Quickly working, likes the sign and the call from Dieters. Next pitch, and it runs inside, and it belts Howard in the back. Right between the shoulder blades. And now the bases are loaded with two outs. And to the top of the order, very dangerous hitter in Marcus Baumann, who doubled back in the third, has also reached on a fielder's choice. Looks like Strothman will leave him in here to try to close out this inning. But it has been a grind. Sabetha has scored one, but Seneca's lead is still 8-2. Bases are loaded. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. And we may have a courtesy runner here for Sabetha. It is going to be Andre Dollinghouse, who is going to run for Bradbury at second base. Dollinghouse now going to run for Bradbury at second base. He is there. Runner at third is Schmelzley. Runner at first is Howard. Strothman will try to get out of the inning, giving up just the one run. Seneca with the 8-2 lead, and a dangerous hitter in Marcus Baumann steps in. Strothman out of the stretch and fires. Off speed, clipping the inside corner for strike one. First elimination game in this tournament. Winner advancing to play Doniphan County in another elimination game tomorrow night. Ground ball foul. Left side skips over the fence and out of play. And the count is 0-2. Strothman a chance to get out of the inning with only the one run allowed. He's got the count at 0-2. The bases are loaded. He will set. Kicks and fires. Popped up right side. Paling foul. And it will get foul. So another try here for Bauman at 0-2. Seneca 8. Sabetha 2. Big pitch here. It's 0-2. Ground ball right side. This is Herter at second base. Bops it down. Throw to first is not in time. It kicks away. And everybody is safe and a run is in. That will go down as an error. So Schmelzley is in from third. Courtesy runner Dollinghouse to third. Howard to second. Bauman at first. It's now 8-3. And another dangerous hitter here with Chase Fry. Was the eighth batter to come up here in the inning. And that pitch runs inside and it hits Fry. And it's now 8-4. And now things getting a little bit more interesting. Howard to third, Bauman to second. Fry takes one off the shoulder. He'll get credit with the RBI. Three runs have scored. It's 8-4. This could be it for Strothman. And we're certainly giving him every chance to get out of this inning. And that will do it for Strothman. So we'll step aside. Sabetha chipping away in the top of the sixth. An 8-4 Seneca lead here on KNZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, things getting a little bit more interesting here in Seneca in the top of the sixth inning. Sabetha has played it 3 to cut the deficit in half. They're still 8-4, but they came into the inning down 8-1. But they have scored 3. The bases are still loaded with 2 outs And a new pitcher, it's Case Kramer, trying to shut the door here on this full-on rally attempt. He will get Christian McAfee, who is 0 for 3. Strothman, 5 and a third, 4 runs, 2 earned. He had 7 strikeouts. First pitch swung on and fouled away by Christian McAfee, and it's 0-1. Howard's the runner at third, Bauman the runner at second, Fry is the runner at first. 2 outs, top 6, an 8-4 Seneca lead. Kramer trying to keep it that way. Next pitch is low and inside to the lefty McAfee, and it's 1-1. Well, a base hit would make things really interesting with the potential to score a couple. Next pitch missing as well. 2-1. We saw Sabetha post a furious rally to force extras in the first game against Doniphan County. They ultimately lost in 9 innings. But they scored 4 runs in the 7th, all with 2 outs. Now, still a lot of work to do. They're down 8-4, but they have scored 3 in the inning. McAfee fouls one off here. It's 2-2. Big pitch coming up here for Kramer. Here it is. Just got a piece. It'll stay 2-2. Derek Wirtz came in defensively for Seneca. He is at shortstop. And then they moved Braden Uphouse out to center field where Kramer was before coming into pitch. Another 2-2. Popped up left side. And running away from it is Strothman, who is now playing third base. Couldn't quite get there. And it stays 2-2. Bases are loaded. 2 outs here in the top of the 6th. 8-4, the Seneca lead. McAfee up there with a 2-2 count. He's fouled off a couple of pitches in a row. Kramer just out of the windup with the bases juiced. Here it is. And another foul ball. And it stays 2-2. So McAfee battling with Case Kramer here. His first batter face since coming in for Strothman. Still 2-2. Bases loaded. 8-4 Seneca. Big pitch again. Kramer fires. And it's a chopper. Left side. Wirtz on a hop. Has some time. Makes the throw. Save! And 2 runs. Potentially they'll get it out at home. Bauman tried to sneak one off guard. A run is in. It's 8-5, but the inning is over. So 4 runs plated, and it's a 3-run game as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. 8-5, the Seneca lead here on KNZA.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is John Runnebaum, Regional Market President at Community National Bank. Community National Bank is your trusted strategic partner and local community bank. We prioritize your financial goals and provide tailored solutions to meet your unique needs. Our experienced team is dedicated to building lasting relationships and supporting the growth of your business. Count on us for your personalized service, innovative banking products, and a commitment to the success of the local community. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Baser, Topeka, and Overland Park.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And continuing on here, it's been a wild last couple of innings, but an 8-5 Seneca lead as we hit the bottom of the 6th inning. Seneca will have another opportunity here to add some insurance. Defensive alignment changes for Sabetha. McAfee is playing in center field. They put Charles Lukerts in right as Bauman is still pitching. It'll be Dieters, Garrity, and Strothman here. scheduled in the bottom of the sixth. Seneca one in the fifth, or excuse me, one in the fourth, and then seven in the fifth. Sabetha one in the first, and four in the sixth. 8-5, the Seneca lead. And Bauman will try to keep it in a three-run game. And here we go. Bauman steps in on the rubber as Jonah Dieter steps in, who's reached base all three times, a single, a couple of fielder's choices, and now he hits this one to the right side. Luker comes in to make the play, and there's the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up Reese Garrity. It was 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. He has also grounded out and reached via an error. One up, one down here in the bottom of the sixth. 8-5, the Seneca lead. His first elimination game here in Seneca. Bauman's first pitch swung on and missed for strike number one. Bauman out of the windup and an 0-1. And it runs inside. And we're evened up, one ball and one strike. Corning and Hiawatha awaiting for the nightcap. The top two seeds coming in, both winning their games yesterday. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-2 now to Garrity. The winner of Hiawatha and Corning will be the first team of the two, stamping their ticket to state next week. And the loser would go down to the loser's bracket and still have an opportunity to get in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's games will be fun, as it'll be elimination across the board. Two balls and two strikes here on Reese Garrity. Bauman likes this sign from Mitchell and fires. Swing and a miss. A line out and a strikeout, two up and two down, and that'll bring up Strothman. First strikeout, or correction, second strikeout for Bauman. And Strothman comes up here with a couple of hits and a walk in the game. He has driven in one and has scored one. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, gets 0-1. So Bauman trying to go three up, three down, and keep it a three-run deficit going into the final frame. The 0-1, outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. Few of defensive alignment changes throughout the course of this game for Sabetha. Again, Lukert out and right. McAfee's now playing center. Jacob Grimm's over at first base, and now a pop-up. It's going to be out of play. And it's one ball and two strikes. Grimm started the game, went 4 1/3, gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 were earned. He had 3 strikeouts and a couple of walks. And now this one's roped into left field, and that's down for a hit. So Strothman is now 3-for-3 and has reached base 4 times. So a 2-out single, Strothman at first. Here is Garrett Herter. Was singled and has walked and has scored a run. Seneca leading 8-5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Strothman at first base with 2 down. Bauman out of the stretch, and the first pitch to Herter is fouled straight back for a strike. Seneca 1-4, and the big inning was the fifth, where they scored 7. Sabetha 1-1 and 4-6 to get back to within 3. That next pitch in there for a strike, and Herter's down at 0-2. Sabetha rallied to force extras on Tuesday night, but ultimately lost in 9 innings to Doniphan County. They're going to have to put another big inning together to keep this game going. The next pitch is fouled out. Stays 0-2 on Herter. They lost that game to Doniphan County 11-8 in 9 innings, which put them down in this game against Seneca. Here is the 0-2 to Herter. Outside barely, it's 1-2. That location's been called a strike a few different times tonight, but not this time. Strothman at first base with two down. Two-out single, put him there. Here's Bauman's 1-2. And just checked his swing in time, and Strothman takes second base without a throw. Good job by Herter to keep that bat on the shoulder just enough. They appealed to the infield umpire. And now it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch by Bauman is in there on the outside corner. Strike 3 looking. Herter is down. And the inning is done. So Sabetha, one more opportunity. They need at least 3 to keep this game alive. We'll have it when we come back here on KNZA.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha down to their final at bat here as we enter the top of the seventh inning. They're trailing Seneca 8-5 in this first elimination game here at the Legion Zone 4 AA tournament. Brandon Tabman, Logan Carpenter with you. Case Kramer on the hill trying to complete a 4-out save. If he can get through this inning. Sabetha on Tuesday was down 8-4 with 2 outs in the 7th and proceeded to score 4 straight runs with 2 outs to force extras against Doniphan County, would ultimately lose in 9 innings. But they're going to need something similar to keep this game alive. Down 8-5, Kramer's first pitch to Jacob Grimm is outside for ball 1. So it'll be Grimm, Schmelzley, and Mitchell. 4, 5, and 6 in the Sabetha order to try to keep their summer alive. 1 ball, no strikes, pitched by Kramer, is in there. Bender, a curveball that clips the inside corner for strike 1. Now it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Grimm reached on an error in the 1st, struck out in the 3rd, and then singled and scored in the 6th. Next pitch outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Sabetha was actually down 8-0 to Doniphan County going into the bottom of the 5th inning on Tuesday night. 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, and then the 4 runs in the 7th to force extras. But lost and put themselves in this game against Seneca tonight. They scored the 1st run of the game, but a 1-1 tie going into the bottom of the 5th. Seneca scored 7. Sabetha came back with 4 themselves in the 6th to get to within 8-5. That's where we stand here in the 7th, and now the count runs full on Jacob Grimm at 3-2 as that one skipped away from Dieters, who's taking a couple of shots off the hand here in this at-bat. Strothman got the starts for Seneca, went 5 2/3, gave up 5 runs, 3 earned, and had 7 strikeouts in the game. So certainly a solid outing for him as Kramer tries to lock down the 4-out save. And on a 3-2 count, here's a shot to the right side, but in foul territory. Garrity couldn't quite glove it, and it kicks away to the fence, and Grimm stays alive at 3-2. It was right on the outskirts of the Sabetha dugouts, and Garrity was trying to avoid hitting the fence and reached his glove out, and it just kicked off his glove, and now another 3-2 is outside, ball four. Close, but no cigar there for Kramer. It's a leadoff walk to Grimm, and that brings up Schmelzley. Seneca 8, Sabetha 5 here in the 7th. And Grimm, the leadoff man, is on via the walk. And Schmelzley comes up, who's 1-for-3, a single and a couple of strikeouts. He has also scored a run. Kramer out of the stretch and fires. First pitch outside for ball one. Sabetha have another comeback in them to keep their season alive. Kramer throw to first. And Grimm back safely. Don't think Grimm is much of a threat to steal. He's got about a two-step lead at best. Garrity still holding him on. Kramer's next pitch is a high chopper right side. Herter made a play, but it skipped under his glove and out into shallow right field. That was a very difficult play. It'll go down as a hit. And two on and nobody out. Second hit for Schmelzley. It kicked off the mound and went high into the air. And tried to glove it on the short hop, but couldn't do it. But again, it goes down for a hit. And now we got a double steal. And Kramer didn't notice it, and everybody is safe. So before the first pitch to Reed Mitchell, both runners advance. Grimm's at third, and Schmelzley is at second base. First pitch by Kramer's in there for a strike. Mitchell represents the tying run. He is 0-for-3. Next pitch, high and inside, one ball and one strike. We have seen a lot of good finishes in this tournament so far. Or I say a lot, probably just a few. Haven't been too many games. We've seen some good ones. Of course, Sabetha, Doniphan County on Tuesday night. Here's a foul ball by Mitchell. One ball and two strikes. So a walk and a single. And then a double steal has Grimm at third, Schmelzley at second. A 1-2 count here on Reed Mitchell. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout. And a big first out recorded by Case Kramer. And it'll be another pitch hitter. This is Andre Dollinghouse. And he takes a first pitch strike. Came into pitch run in the last half inning. And now he's in a big spot here in the seventh as Kramer comes right back with another fastball down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-2. Working quickly. And it's a three-pitch strikeout. Swing and a miss by Dollinghouse. And there's two outs. Seneca one out away from keeping their season alive and eliminating Sabetha. 8-5 is the score. It's up to Tegan Sainer. Sainer's 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Grimm is the runner at third. Schmelzley at second. Sainer represents the tying run, but now there's two down. First pitch low. Kicks away from Dieters, but gets back there in time. It's one ball, no strike count. So things got real interesting, but back-to-back strikeouts recorded by Kramer, and now he's one out away from closing out the game. Next pitch in there for a strike on the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Seneca holds on here. They'll get Doniphan County tomorrow at 6. That'll be another elimination game. Next pitch outside to Sainer, 2-1. So Sainer needs to do something here to keep Sabetha's season alive. 8-5 is the score, but Sabetha has made it somewhat interesting here in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Outside, and it's now 3-1 with Turner Howard due up next. 8-5 Seneca, top of the seventh. Runners at second and third. Two outs. It's a 3-1 count here on Sainer, and the pitch is fouled away. And now the count is full. One strike away from ending it. Sainer, the tying run. Runners at second and third. Seneca by three, top of the seventh. Three balls and two strikes. Kramer sets. Fires. In there! Strike three call. Sainer looked at it all the way, and Seneca wins the game as Kramer strikes out the side to end it. A fantastic ball game, and the comeback for Sabetha comes up short. And Seneca advances to stay alive, and they'll play Doniphan County tomorrow evening. So the first game is in the books. We'll step aside. 8-5, Seneca wins it. Our post game is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Chase Wilson, commercial lender at Community National Bank. We're committed to fueling your future business. With our expertise in commercial lending, we provide a tailored solution to help your venture thrive. As your local community bank, we understand your unique needs and offer personalized support. Experience the difference of a trusted partner who invests in your success. Join us today and unlock a world of opportunities for your business. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie.